Thanks for listening. This is Momentum, the entrepreneurship podcast for photographers. I'm your host, Nate Grahek, portrait photographer and entrepreneur. Join me each week as I interview the most successful and inspiring photographers in our industry. We bring you innovative and proven business strategies you can use to shift the momentum in your own photography business, giving you the freedom to do more of what you love in business and in life. Hello, everybody, and welcome. On today's show, we have the awesome Ben Hartley. He's the founder of Style and Story Creative, a wedding photography and videography studio based in Columbus, Ohio. Many of you probably have heard of his podcast and website, The Six Figure Photographer. He's been taking the years of experience and passion for our industry and channeling it through this great podcast and resource for other photographers. I was really excited to have him on the show. We talk about a lot of incredible concepts. One that really stood out for me is how important it is to communicate your passion for your work and to really stick your neck out and decide on a niche, decide on a specialty, and that's how you can really start attracting the premier high-end clients. If you are frustrated with continuing to attract clients that aren't investing and respecting what you are worth, this episode is for you. Ben walks us through how he's developed his brand and started charging nothing for weddings and now charging into the $10,000 and $20,000 range for a wedding, and how he's been able to attract and market to attract that type of client. We start there and we really get into the specifics. If some of you are considering doing paid advertising, he shares some great ideas and pitfalls that you have to watch out for when running any kind of paid advertising campaign, whether it's print or pay-per-click advertising on Facebook. He's got some great tips that you can learn from in today's episode. So let's jump in. Here is Ben. Thank you so much for being on the show, Ben.
Nate, this is fantastic. It's an honor and a privilege, my friend. Yeah, this awesome. Is great. Thanks, man. I've been kicking it since 4 a.m. this morning. We did a sunrise shoot, and so I'm a little bit jazzed. So hang with me, man.
No, it's all good. I like that early morning energy. I've had an awesome start to the day as well. Today, we're going to talk about booking new customers. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about. As you and I both know, it's one of the most asked for topics in the photography industry. Whether you're big, small, just getting started, we're going to share cool tactics you can use and strategies to book more and attract more customers. A little bit more about Ben. He owns Style and Story, and now you've grown that to 3 full-time shooters, and you mainly focus on weddings.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so Style and Story Creative, there are 3 full-time photographers. Used to have a video team, based off of simple profit margins. We have pulled back on the video side of things. Our production values were too high, and I just couldn't afford to keep doing what I wanted to do. Anyhow, I digress. Yeah, so there's 3 of us, and we only do weddings. That's all we do. I just want to be... I want to be one of the best at one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I think that's a perfect segue, dude. I think let's jump into strategy number one, marketing and attracting the right client. Instead of being the jack of all trades, master of none, I took that quote from your awesome email course.
Thanks, man.
If you guys want to learn more, I'm going to plug it later, but I can't resist plugging it now. Dude, you're an awesome writer. I think that reading your writing, what I look for in a good writer is somebody, when I'm reading, it's like having a conversation with them. And your email course just totally fit the bill. I read a lot of them. I'm always judging them as a learner and as a writer myself. And you just knocked it out of the park. I took a lot of really good tidbits away from it. We'll put links to how you guys can subscribe to Ben's. He's got a couple awesome courses out there.
Thanks.
But let's jump into number one, picking a focus and being a master. How did you decide to do that?
I mean, there's a couple things that we could talk about in regards to kind of niching down, focusing up. There's certainly the route that we could talk about with benefits in terms of pricing. I think it does allow you to actually charge at a different price point. But focusing on what we're talking about right now in terms of marketing, it actually allows you to more specifically reach your target audience. And this is so important. It's so important for brand identity. It's so important for actually attracting the type of person that you want to attract. For us, we stepped into weddings I didn't really know what I was doing, Nate, when I first started out. But I kind of looked at the numbers, right? And so I think, like a lot of people out there, I deceived myself. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to like romanticize the whole idea of how I came to wedding photography. I saw the future, right? And I kind of saw this future of like me going to all these locations and photographing weddings and pulling in these massive margins, right? I saw margins. I was like, well, shit. I mean, I can just go buy a camera and then the rest is profit, right? And I only get to have to work so little hours, right? And obviously, that's not right, but that's how it started for me. And that's why I decided. And from there, I did start doing everything, man. Nate, I started shooting babies. I was doing seniors. I was doing these things just called like lifestyle portrait sessions. I was even making oil paintings of the photographs, right? I mean, I did literally everything. But I think the thing that I want to encourage those who are listening is to thrash, to try things, to turn it over, to try it again, try it a different way, but to be very reactive as you thrash, to be very self-aware. Try to be as self-aware as possible. And notice, when you get excited for a shoot, do that again. If you come back from a shoot and you're feeling like, man, that baby just drove me insane. I spent an extra hour and a half, you know, with it crying and I could, you know, whatever it may be. And pull back, like try to be as self-aware as possible and actually take action. What I see happen is a lot of photographers trying so many different things and they're not self-aware enough. And so they just think that they like it all. And I'd be hard pressed to believe that you really love everything equally.
Right, right. So what do you say to somebody who maybe has been doing just one, but out of necessity, they're struggling, where the market's gotten slower and they've had to start opening up, or they're afraid to say no to the family portraits or the senior portraits because they're just not making enough money from that one niche?
Yeah, absolutely. So to start, we need to address a couple of things. One is just going back to the whole idea of niche. This really comes from the idea of, for me, I want to be all in on what I'm doing. I want to be 100% all in, and I want other people to understand that I'm all in. And it helps just for, again, talking about brand, right? When your brand, all that is what comes to mind when someone hears your name. And if they don't have a distinct idea of what's coming to mind, if they're thinking about, you're trying to be a wedding photographer, and they're thinking about your concert photography or a baby smashing a cake in its face, then your brand isn't doing its job. And so, that being said, I am a huge fan of diversifying your income. I am a massive fan of that, right? As a businessman, I don't want to have all my eggs in one basket. And so we have done that. Look, I have Style & Story Creative, which is a wedding photography company. As well, we have Wolf Street. I have a video production company as well, okay? I have InstaStyle Photo Booth. This is a photo booth company, okay? We have Six Figure Photography. This is my opportunity now to take all of these niches that I've been involved with, found success, and to show people, right? So I've got these four brands, but they are distinct brands, mm-hmm. right? They are distinct websites. There's mm-hmm. a distinct a way that I communicate with those audiences, and also a distinct way that I market to each audience. I'm not marketing to my commercial video production clients in the same way that I'm marketing to my brides. And so I actually have no problem with you diversifying your income, doing multiple things, go out and photograph seniors and go photograph brides. But my encouragement would be to consider the value that you could find if you had two focused brands that there might be a crossover, right? Like if mm-hmm. someone comes to my wedding photography site and they say, hey, I'm interested in seniors, I could be like, hey, that sounds great. Let's do it. Let's go talk over here. And you just email back with a different email.
Yeah.
That would be my thought. Is
yeah, totally. So let's flush this out. I totally agree with you, but I want to argue a little bit harder. So the reality is, it's a lot of extra. There's a little bit of overhead, right? So you do recommend setting up a separate web address, a separate email address, even if you're managing them with one. You see the value of keeping the brand separate and doing that a little bit extra work?
I do. So maybe I'm unique. I really don't think I am actually. Mm-hmm. But we have to be, practitioners. We yep. have to be willing to do the work, right? Okay. So let's just even talk about being an entrepreneur, right?
Yep. Yep.
We all as photographers want to believe that we're entrepreneurs. And my hope is that you are, right? And if you are, this won't be a problem. If you really are an entrepreneur, then you eat, sleep, breathe, daydream, nightdream your business, right? Mm-hmm. You're always stewing it over and coming up with ideas. And it's not truly, it's really not that difficult to build out a website.
Right.
Not today. There's so many resources. There's so many other template-based companies that will allow you to build out a site that is clean, that is efficient, that will get the job done without you becoming a web developer. I'm not saying become a web developer. My God, no. Mm-hmm. but all I am saying is that really, if this is what you're passionate about, if you're an entrepreneur, then this should just be second nature. It's the hustle, right?
Right. Totally.
And I think the other thing too is, let's say you don't know how to make a site. You don't even have that day. You're so stressed out. You've got kids at home. You're working another job. And you just you can't even get your mind to comprehend doing that, right? you know, there is this thing called outsourcing. And to me, outsourcing, I want to think about outsourcing differently. You know, outsourcing can be a marketing tool in a way. It's let me just kind of like flesh that out. When I say outsourcing, all I mean is it gives you more time now for marketing, right?
Right.
So don't just think about outsourcing as like, well, I'll save time. No, think about outsourcing as, yes, now I'm actually going to reinvest that time into my marketing, into my thing. And so even for me, you know, I have 4 or 5 websites. I've built a couple of them, but not the others, right? Mm-hmm. I have a guy who helps me to build them out. I've outsourced that, and it didn't cost me that much.
Right, right. That's awesome. See, there's one other question. I think I'm a huge fan of outsourcing everything, man. You outsource your editing too, right?
Yes, we do. So for the longest time, we did it. And when it was just my wife and I, and we were just, you know, kicking it in the living room, had our little puppy on our lap, you know, we edited away, but, that can only last so long, right?
Yeah.
There comes a time when you have more dollars than you have time. Mm-hmm. And once that transition happened, right, to start, I just had boatloads of time and I had no money. Mm-hmm. And then the shift happened. Mm-hmm. And when that shift occurred, we brought on an in-house editor. This was fantastic. She was just a local girl here at the university, and this is what she wanted to do. She was a photography student and took on her work full time. It was great. She came into the studio, and we were able to teach her exactly how we wanted to edit. And that worked for a couple years until she moved off to college and became way less reliable and was delinquent on project after project after project, and we couldn't keep it up. Mm-hmm. And that's where Shoot That Edit stepped in and really saved the day for us. And so by this point now, again, like I said, we have 3 photographers, and any given weekend, we might all 3 be out from a shoot and coming back with, you know, I don't know how many thousands of images that need to be processed. And so Shoot That Edit has just been phenomenal. And one of the things, sorry, I'm not trying to make this a commercial.
It's all good, dude. I love hearing about these ways people are saving time. Like, it's just editing, I think, is the easiest one. And I think it's the one that is the hardest for people to let go of, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And as you're considering outsourcing your editing, understand that if you have a wedding that you just photographed that weekend, please do not expect it to be edited by whoever you're bringing on like that week. Right. You're probably going to have to take on this one your own. Yeah. I want to encourage you guys, the expectation you should have, whether you're working with an individual or a company like Shoot That Edit, is to take the time up front to really make sure that everyone understands what your end goal is, what your vision is. Have a communication, a dialogue back and forth with that company and get it right. That's it.
Don't wait until you're completely buried. Oftentimes that's what happens. Let's be honest. A lot of people, like, they get pushed into a corner. You're not honest with yourself. You're just rushing. You're just so busy. It feels great. But then all of a sudden you start missing deadlines.
Yes.
And that can, talk about marketing, that can be just terrible to how much work you've invested to grow your business, to get these amazing referrals, to get this awesome brand. All of a sudden you start getting late, and that that's the last thing you want your bride talking about with their friends, right?
Absolutely. 100%. Yep.
Very cool. Okay. Last point I wanted to make about website stuff is, for those of you on the fence, know this. It's not just, we're talking about marketing here. And at the end of the day, when you're listening to our interviews, it's all about how do you get more clients, right? How do you get more clients coming in the door? And when you're marketing, people don't hear you when you're talking about a lot of things, right? They think about themselves. All people are doing when they're shopping is about them. So if they're looking for a wedding stuff, everything else becomes noise if you're talking about babies, families, seniors. It almost turns them off, right? They're like, this is just getting in my way. That's not to say that once you do book a wedding, that they won't later hire you for their newborn photography, right? That you are much powerful, more powerful than any of your websites or online resources. Once you've made that in-person connection, that'll last forever, right? And you can continue to nurture that. If you know you want to still grow that part of your business, you can market directly to your past customers with additional photography services. If you need to take in more income in your slow season or something like that, you can have a mini session promotion or a family session promotion. It doesn't necessarily have to go on your wedding website. And people will still approach you, right? You still get approached outside of wedding niches, even though there's nothing that says it on your website. People will still ask you once they've made a connection with you. They'll do it themselves. They'll make that connection, right? You don't have to make it for them.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, it's something that I believe and that I actually, you know, we practice is I might not advertise that we do babies. Well, I don't advertise that we do babies. Mm-hmm. But if we get a call that says, hey, will you photograph our baby? And we're crazy slow, you know, that month and, mm-hmm. and maybe we need to do it. It would be beneficial. You know, we'll consider it. But it's mm-hmm. not going to go up. But we're not going to promote it. It's not going to be part of our brand. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's not to say that you can't do something. You know what I mean? Like you're the business owner. This is your ship. You steer wherever you want. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Going back to what I was originally saying of the two benefits. Yes, you'll be branded. You'll be found more often. You'll be hired more. But now you're going to get the bride. Look, photographers ask me all the time, how the hell do you get brides who are willing to pay $10,000-$15,000, you know, for an 8-hour day or something mm-hmm. like that, right? Mm-hmm. You don't even get the digital files. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, look, the bride who has that type of cash and has that budget, right? It's mm-hmm. not like I'm convincing someone who has a $1,000 budget to spend $13,000. No, yeah. This bride has that budget already. And when she goes to find her photographer, she just simply will not even consider hiring the photographer who just like doesn't like who just does everything, who's just like
exactly.
okay or good at everything.
Yeah.
They want the photographer who is the best of the best at that one thing, and they know that it'll be the only thing they don't have to worry about on the day. Mm-hmm. Like that's who's going to hire you.
Yeah.
And so you have to have the brand up front that's going to attract that type of person.
So good. Okay. Let's talk about the journey and how what should they focus on this summer, this year, to gradually start raising rates and attracting the higher end clients?
This is a great question. It's a massive one. It's like, where do we go?
Yeah.
Do we talk about Facebook? Do we talk about, you know, the Knot.com and Wedding Wire, or again, just broad social media marketing, word of mouth campaigns, blog posts, getting published, vendor partnerships, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
We could go that route, SEO, but we're not.
So we're going to pick a couple, but no, like, again, you're going, what's so cool, guys, is he touches on each one of these little things he just talked about in his email course. Again, I'm going to keep plugging it because I was really impressed.
Thanks, man. It's free. So just go do it. it's free. But here's what we're not going to talk about those things because there's kind of like a higher level thing that we have to have in place for any of those things to work. And this comes down to, there's really two things. I talk about this all the time. If you want to have abundance, if you want to have an abundance of leads, abundance of profits, abundance of time with your kids, whatever it is that you want to have abundance with, right?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from two things. And that is number one, understanding your own self-worth.
Yep.
And two, providing value to every single person you encounter. And so we have to start at this high level, but I'm gonna focus up and I'm gonna get very practical here. I'm gonna talk about passion as a product. Okay.
Awesome.
Your passion is your product. How many of you out there have you've had a meeting, right? You've sat down with a client, or maybe you've just been like talking to a friend or a family member, your spouse, mom, dad, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're talking to them, you're connecting with them. And at the end of your rant, at the end of whatever it is, they look over you and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so passionate about this. Mm-hmm. Or Albert Riley says like, my goodness, you're just so passionate about this. I absolutely want you to be my photographer, right? Mm-hmm. And at that moment, your passion just became your product. Does that make sense? Your passion is probably at times more important than any photograph that you've taken. And what happens is when you're passionate about the right thing, that is where value comes in, right? Passion will lead to value. Your passion leads to perceived value to your clients. Clients hire me sometimes just because they can see and hear and at times feel the passion just kind of like oozing from me. They're like, this kid effing gets it.
Yeah.
He's not going to let anything slide on my day.
Yep.
And that right there is I think where, again, we have to provide value to every single person, and we have to understand that our value can't just be about clicking the shutter. It can't just be about my badass lighting setups, right? There has to be more. And so too many photographers, they're passionate, but they're passionate about the wrong thing. They're passionate about winning awards. They're passionate about I'm a natural light photographer, or check out this sick, again, off-camera lighting thing with bokeh balls, which aren't inherently evil. But when we focus on that and all our work is just, you know, the big epic shots, or sometimes we're just passionate about money. This is something that's a little bit, I've shot myself in the foot a little here, six-figure photography, right? That's the theme of the education that I do. It's really not about making a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's just about creating a business that allows you to have an abundant life. And you know what? For me, abundance is providing value to my people. It's providing
That's
value
so cool.
to my clients and my wife and my baby and my team.
Yep.
We're in a service-based industry. Like we're a service. This is the thing that a lot of photographers mess up. They consider themselves a craftsman first.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a craftsman, there's going to be some walls you're going to hit.
Yeah.
We are a service provider. And so our passion has to be people. It has to be loving people, genuinely connecting with people, understanding people, empathy. Damn it, empathy, man. Mm-hmm. It's like we have to connect, because here's the thing. People don't buy on this type of rational thinking, right? People buy on an emotional level. And so when my passion is about them, when my passion is about understanding who they are and telling their story and making sure that they have physical print because their kids are going to care about it and their kids are going to care about it and that's actually going to be experienced and seen. When my passion is about those things, now I have value established. And the value is way beyond you're a photographer. The value is way beyond you take beautiful award-winning pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It is now really deeply rooted in things. And honestly, it's things like trust. Like when you're passionate about the right thing, it shows your heart. And now clients feel like they can actually trust you. Mm-hmm. And that goes a really long way towards booking people. And this is word of mouth marketing, right? Word of mouth marketing doesn't just like happen and people like talk about you on Facebook or whatever. No, this is word of mouth marketing. It's being passionate and caring towards people and providing value based off of that. And the really cool thing is that this value will lead to self-worth.
Yep, yep.
When you actually are doing something that's bigger than yourself, when your work isn't just based off of, did I hit the right focus point? Was my aperture correct? Was my lighting perfect? When your value is based off of something way bigger than yourself, then self-worth just starts to happen. You really start to believe that what you're doing and what you're providing for people has meaning. And that meaning is it's a lot to drive off of, just for your own heart, your own mindset, your own intellect.
Absolutely, dude. I think you nailed it. People don't talk to their friends about moments when they go out to dinner and the food was okay, or the food was just like met expectations, right? They talk about it with their friends when their expectations are exceeded, when the chef comes out, when the server's excited and passionate, or they talk about it with their friends when somebody's a dud, when they're just boring and they make mistakes or whatever it is, right? It's the exceptions to our expectation is what causes consumers to tell their friends. And if you're not excited and passionate in sharing that and creating those experiences beyond just taking pictures, there's nothing, there's no story to tell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, give me some other tactics. I think that's a really, really awesome foundation. So as we wrap up, let's pick a specific tactic. Let's go deep into one of your favorites. If we want to talk about paid, what to avoid with paid advertising, where to start with it. Maybe it's your, I think I really liked the scarcity strategy you're using on your website. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, goodness. Okay, so many things. Now that we kind of have this high-level understanding that passion leads to value, value leads to self-worth, self-worth, abundance, now we can actually start getting into the dirt here a little bit and talking about what to actually go out and do, right? Again, if you don't have this foundation, if you don't have your North Star pointing in the right direction, you can go out there and do paid Facebook ads all you want and vendor meetups and bridal shows, and you might get someone and then it'll all fall to hell. Yeah. Let's get real practical again. Now that we got high level. So I want to talk about something that I haven't done with my photography brand, yeah, but I've done with other brands.
Cool.
But I want to relate it to this because I see this question come up a lot. I see a lot of failed attempts. Let's talk about Facebook advertising paid.
Yeah.
First off, the thing I got to address is, yes, 3-4 years ago, your organic reach on Facebook was killer. Yeah. And now it's not. Don't cry about it. Adjust, adapt, and let's move forward, because it's still incredibly powerful.
Yep.
If you know how to use it, if you're willing to go out and actually use it, my goodness, you guys, you really should be. But what I see happening, if I go on Facebook, I see this happening all the time with photographers, is they're going right in for the kind of like hard sell, right? Mm-hmm. They'll do a photograph of like an engagement picture or a wedding picture or whatever, and it could be the most beautiful image in the world,
yeah,
but it's like engaged, question mark? Like, I'd love to be a photographer. We'd love to talk, like hit us up, something like that, right? And it just goes right in for the sale.
Yeah.
And what I want to encourage photographers to do is use, Facebook ads,
mm-hmm,
but there has to be an exchange. You have to provide value. Mm-hmm. Okay. Provide value before you go in for that big ask. There's a book called Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary
Vaynerchuk. Yep.
And so many people are just out there trying to do these right hooks, trying to close, mm-hmm, and they're not jabbing, they're not providing the value along the way. And so with this ad, what I would love to see photographers doing is provide content, provide a source of content that has great value to your bride. And so maybe it's something along the lines of like an ad that says, first off, with Facebook ads, you can get so specific.
Yeah.
Right? You can get so niche.
Yep.
This is fantastic for photographers because we want to shoot at specific venues because this venue is prettier. This venue attracts a higher paying bride. Look, the venue in Columbus, Ohio that costs the most is the one that I want to be at every weekend.
Yeah.
Right? That's mm-hmm, the brides I want to shoot. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to target that specific venue. I'm going to target women between the ages of 22 and 29, mm-hmm, who have liked this page, and the page would be the venue, who are recently engaged. The list can go on. You can get as specific as you want to understanding your ideal client. But then provide something that says like, with your ad, want to see or something. I don't know what the copy is exactly, but like, go shoot photos of that venue, right? Yeah. Yeah. And see, you know, see the entire venue, every corner, every area of it, or like the best shooting, the best photography locations at such and such winery.
Yeah.
And have that be the targeted ad to your bride. Now you're actually providing them value. You're giving them something even more desired. And they're going to be thinking about you when they're seeing those pictures and more likely to go to you.
That's so cool. Let me flush that idea. So let's say you already have shot like 4 or 5 weddings at this venue, right?
Yes.
So put together an awesome killer headline that's like 7 amazing ways so-and-so boat docks was decorated for weddings. Seven inspirational ways you can decorate this venue for your wedding to make it unique.
Yep. But we got to go a step closer because the first example was great because it was so specific. I think you must stay specific because you can target that person. Mm-hmm. And again, I think we have to stop thinking about this as an ad in the traditional sense.
Yep.
You know, of like, I'm going to get an ad out in this magazine, mm-hmm. and, you know, it'll have my phone number at the bottom. And more so as a media company, that we're producing media, that we're producing content that actually has value for people to consume. And along the way, it becomes an ad. But you must provide that value. And so anyhow, yeah, that's what I would be doing out there. That would be it. Hold a contest. Hold an opportunity that's like, hey, want a free engagement session? Or not free. I don't like that word free. But, you know, win an engagement session, gift of an engagement session. I don't know. Maybe use free. Anyhow, and have them fill out a form and review those forms. See who has their photographer already booked or not. I've heard about this from we had a girl who attended one of my workshops. I host a yearly workshop called Abundance. And anyhow, one of my students brought this up, that she did like a form. That like, yes, the ad is like, hey, win a free engagement session in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And then they filled out a form. And one of the questions on the form is, you know, have you already chosen your wedding photographer? Mm-hmm. Well, guess who you're contacting and not contacting, you know? And along the way, yeah, you might be out 2 hours to go do an engagement session, but now your portfolio is being built.
Yeah.
Creating connections, you're building partnerships with those venues that you're shooting at that you can distribute those images to. You could do something like sticky albums or sticky apps and produce content for that venue. And along the way, you're building real genuine relationship with that couple.
Yep.
That will really open the door for potentially being their photographer.
Totally.
So with Six Figure Photography, I literally ask every single person, what are you struggling with right now? Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you respond to me, that's me on the other end. I'm literally reading every email, typing out answers to every email, just so you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get these emails that are like, hey, robot Ben. And I'm like responding. I just go like, beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Like, not robot Ben. Anyhow, I digress. So
you're using your contact form to learn more about the leads that you're getting. And you understand that you don't have enough time in the day to call hundreds of leads, but you use the form to filter down to the right type of client, and then you're making a call list. So once you've got that call list, tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, so we ask a number of questions. So going back to what you said about like barrier to entry when you start having multiple forms, I love barrier to entry
because
I don't have time to deal with every Nancy out there who just doesn't give a rip. I want people who actually care enough to fill out the things that I find important. And so my contact form is maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And it's intentional. I want to know that people really care about us. And so we ask questions. First off, you better be asking for people's phone number and not just their email.
Yep.
If you give a rip about people and you want to provide genuine value and you actually care about your business and want to book clients, the number one thing you can do in terms of like marketing and getting people in the door is pick up the phone and call them. So please, please, please don't just have email requests on there. So phone number and when is the best time to call?
Let me give you the caveat. And when I recommend people just do email is because I want people to feel that it's actually working, right? It works for you to ask for a shit ton of stuff and filter out because you've got a brand and traffic, right? There's a lot of photographers out there who don't have enough traffic where they're going to spend hours building this lead magnet we've talked them to build. They put it up on their website and then they ask 10 questions. And what they don't see is the dozen or so people that start the form and give up. And yes, once in a while, they're going to get one that'll come through, but they're going to be so discouraged that they drop the ball when that one golden lead makes it through their funnel, right? I would prefer that you let it hurt first, like get the garbage leads in the door so that you know what you've got to filter for. That's my one little caveat. But I think, so now once you get to a point where you don't have time and you want to make sure you're getting the high quality leads that are worth your time to call, what are some of the things you're asking?
Yeah, so first off, when is the best time to call? Again, my time is valuable. I don't want to be calling at 10 in the morning if they know they're going to be free at 11, right? So when is the best time to call? That's an important one. And there's two other important ones. Actually, well, there's three. Two others. Where does photography fall in order of importance? I believe, my goodness, this has been a long time, but I believe Justin and Mary Morantz, two fantastic photographers that I'll be speaking alongside at United this year. I believe I learned this from them. And so where does photography fall? On my form, it says, is it A, one of the most important things? B, cool, but not as important as other things? Or C, I want photographs, but it's not a priority. Look, if they say that, they ain't spending 10 grand,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Next up, that was good in terms of photography, but I want to know, how important is it that they have style and story creative on the day?
Yeah.
So now underneath that, on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you specifically in having style and story creative document your day? When we get that person that says, look, photography is one of the most important things, and I want 10 out of 10 style and story to create my day, they're going to be the first person I call.
Exactly.
And then after that, I love freeform. I love giving people an opportunity to not just have a black and white answer, a checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what else do we need to know? What's your story? Just a very open-ended, broad question.
Yep.
And this gives people an opportunity to really express themselves and for me to begin to learn already right off the bat, how do I provide value to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so cool, dude. I love it. And I'll recommend a couple tools. I love Typeform. Have you ever used Typeform, Ben?
I have not.
That's just gorgeous. I know you used to be a graphic designer, so you're going to find it and love it. It's a way, we all know like Google Forms or SurveyMonkey, the first players in the space. But if you want to make a beautiful form that looks awesome on a mobile device also, Typeform has a free plan. They're just gorgeous. I love them. To wrap up, what this is a cool story about is how you can trust that other photographers like Ben have been here before, that these strategies work. And that's what I really wish this podcast is for you, is that it's a guiding light that when, it's kind of like when you set a goal to lose weight, there's a lot of tactics you can use, but the hardest part is knowing if they're gonna work, right? There's this moment between setting a goal to do an action, to create. I understand that creating a lead magnet is gonna take you half a day or more to create, right? And in order to get it done, you need to trust that it's gonna work. And for that whole time before or until you actually get a lead. And it's scary, it's easy to get second guess yourself and get distracted with other things, but use Ben's success and others as your guiding light in trusting that this is the right tactic to do. You're not gonna get results. You're not gonna book somebody tomorrow because of it. But once you build this automation into your business, it's gonna create automatic leads and business into your funnel that you can count on over time. And as you grow traffic to your website, as you get more popular, it's going to continue saving you tons of time. Another distinction is that Ben hasn't stopped calling. He's just gotten more careful at who he's calling, right? So
in 2015, I stopped calling and it was the worst decision I ever made for our business. I just want people to know that I made a big mistake. I was like, yeah, we got 800 leads last year. We got this.
Yeah.
And we didn't. I picked up a book from a mentor of mine. He told me to get called Who Moved My Cheese?
Yeah.
It's like 50 yep. minutes. Go read it. It's quick. It's speedy. And it really woke me up to the understanding that I was not adapting to change.
Mm-hmm.
Change was happening around me within my business. And I was thinking myself so great that that I didn't need to move with it. So please, cautionary tale, we're fixing it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
anyhow, that's all I have to say.
So cool. I love it. I like, at the end of the day, you've got to still pick up the phone to call if you want those clients to build that human connection. And now we get to use technology to help us target. So I want you to start calling people that aren't a good fit. I want you to have conversations with the people that you are currently attracting. So you can hear, like, why did they find you? Why are they interested in your business? Because that's important stuff for you to hear if you want to start attracting a different type. And then you can practice. Keep polishing that process. How does that sound, Ben?
Practice. I mean, this practice, again, photographers are so worried about the craft. They're just wanting to practice shooting. Do that. But practice phone calls, yeah. Practice talking, practice handling, you know, objections, practice giving a rip, practice empathy. And that's a great recommendation. Call every person and practice.
I love it. Dude, this is awesome.
Practice. We're talking about practice.
Practicing. This is so much good stuff. I love that we started super high level and then got really into the weeds. Thank you guys so much for listening to this show. I can't say enough about Ben's other courses. So, as you're listening, I've got two things I want you to notice. Go to sixfigurephotography.com and get on his list, right? And you're going to, you get to see it from both perspectives. You get to see how could you create a course that has value for a bride doing the same thing. When you're getting these awesome emails from Ben, think to yourself, wow, this is really cool. Why is this so valuable to me? How could I create something of value like this for a bride? And you will have an enormous head start on your competition. Last thing here, we talked about outsourcing. Is there any way you're going to make any time to do this kind of marketing and marketing automation for your business if you're still editing every session? Not a chance. You cannot outsource yourself. That is the singular thing that you can offer. Your passion is so valuable. Nobody's going to be able to do that for you. You need to outsource the things that somebody else can do just as well as you can do it, so you can do the things that only you can do. Any parting words of wisdom, other things they should check out, Ben? Thanks so much for coming on the show, dude.
Dude, I just gotta say thanks. This has been awesome. I want to thank the audience just for listening, giving us a chance to tell our stories, and we really hope it helps you guys. One last thing, find us. I'm gonna start doing a daily show, well, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Live Facebook Live. So if you go to Six Figure Photography, if you search that for Facebook,
yeah,
head over to our page. I'm going to be posting there Monday through Thursday, a daily show, literally just behind the scenes, what's going on at Downstreet Creative. How many leads did we get last night? Where did they come from? Did they come from Google? Did they come from WeddingWire? Word of mouth? Who do we meet with? Why do they book us? Why do they not book us? Album sales, you know, just whatever we're doing. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to see in a very transparent way, what does it look like to be a part of a kick-ass studio?
That's so cool.
And, you know, so I think it'd be a lot of fun. It'll be like 15 minutes each day, but come check it out.
That's awesome, dude. That's a really good idea. I'm excited to see how Facebook. I've heard cool things when you talk about you breeze right past it. How organic reach is sucking in Facebook. Well, there's a hack here: is to do the things that Facebook wants to grow. Is a cool way to start getting like organic reach again. Is it's using the new technology that Facebook is using. It's just starting. So they really want this live video thing to take off. And so they're going to post that to all of your followers much more often than they are other things. So good on you to be trying and innovating things. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. I'm excited to see how it turns out for you. And everybody go check it out. We'll add all the links and show notes on the blog. Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome rest of your day.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers.